to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 50. Millions suffer with no hope until now. Our next guest was the leading scientist of a study recently published in Pharma Nutrition, which showed some amazing results using high-dose omega-3 fatty acids. He's the creator of the Zone Diet and author of 13 books, including the New York Times number one bestseller, Enter the Zone. His books have sold more than 6 million copies. Welcome America's leading authority on anti-inflammatory nutrition, Dr. Barry Sears. Here is Dr. David Friedman.
Dr. Sears, always a pleasure having you on the show.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity.
It's great. You know, in the 1980s, you were pioneered research on inflammation being the catalyst of disease, and here we are 3 decades later, and science has proven diseases like cancer, heart disease, and diabetes are caused by inflammation in the body. I'm just curious, Doc, how many I told you so letters did you write?
Oh, not that many. It's the fact that inflammation is a pretty complex subject, and I'm not surprised it's taken so long for it to get a foothold.
Well, I commend you for being the pioneer of it. I remember reading your initial studies, and this one that we're on here talking about, tell us about this age-related macular degeneration and the incredible results you witness after using omega-3 fatty acids.
Well, obviously, the greatest fear of aging is the dementia. But after that, the second greatest fear of aging is losing your sight. And for many people, the primary cause of blindness after age 50 will be macular degeneration. And really, why it's important, because there is no drug known in the medical science that can stop it. Once you get macular degeneration, you are guaranteed to go blind. So it's not that we were the first ones to look at essential fatty acids, because they're an important role to play in the eye and the brain, but we were the first ones to look at high dose. And this was the real key factor. The fact is, with nutraceuticals, like a drug, if you give a placebo dose, you get a placebo effect. If you give a therapeutic dose, you get a therapeutic effect. And so what we took patients who had significant levels of macular degeneration and gave them high levels of fish oil, and the high levels being about 5 grams of omega-3 fatty acids per day. And within 6 months' time, we could basically see that their sight was improving. Usually, since the sight decreases, but there is no drug to improve it. And if you basically could improve the sight by maybe 10%, it would be a major, major breakthrough in terms of treatment of this disease. If you could improve their sight by 25%, that is 25% of the patients, their sight got better, you might win the Nobel Prize. Unfortunately, we were getting 100% response rate. And when I presented this at a major medical conference, the most difficult question I had to answer, the guy said, or one of the questioners said, the data is too good. I said, what can I say? We were getting 100% success rate. And we weren't using these what are called surrogate markers, saying, I think it means. It's very nice because you can basically, you're using an eye chart, just like you do when you go to get a driver's license. You say, I can see, and you can quantify this. And in subsequent studies, what we've done is we've gone to even higher levels, then you start to see an even further increase in sight of going from basically getting 1 to 2 to 3 lines improvement as you basically go to higher and higher levels of these omega-3 fatty acids. So it's really, I think, a remarkable study. And we're looking to reconfirm that. But if so, you have really a major breakthrough in how we treat
a major breakthrough
in the future.
Yeah, and Doc explained what blew my mind when I read this study is we're not talking years and months, years, decades down the road. This, you saw an improvement in just a few months. I know of no medicine that can make that claim.
Well, and the thing about the brain, and your grandmother told you this, that fish oils are brain food. And what we have with the brain, when you look at ocular diseases or neurological diseases, what you have is basically ongoing neuroinflammation. And if you give adequate levels of these omega-3 fatty acids, you turn off the fire. And when you turn off the fire, the brain and the eye can repair itself. But it's like a kitchen. Let's say you have a kitchen fire. It's very hard to rebuild the kitchen unless you put the fire out first. And likewise, it's hard to rebuild the eye or rebuild the brain unless you put the fire out.
Right. So big question, if macular degeneration can be reversed with, you know, omega-3 fatty acids, is there a correlation maybe in your study? Did you find the ratio of fatty acids found in the blood compared to someone with perfect eyesight?
Well, we haven't done that one yet, but we have done one looking at the ratio of fatty acids, in particular two fatty acids. One is called arachidonic acid, or AA. This is the fatty acid that makes all the inflammatory hormones. The other fatty acid is called eicosapentaenoic acid, or EPA, and this makes all the anti-inflammatory. So the balance of these two fatty acids in the blood gives you a pretty good indication of what the balance is in the eye. And what we found is that as we dropped the ratio, each time we kept on dropping the ratio, you'd see a significant improvement in terms of basically the vision regained by the patient.
Right. Now, are the results something that's achievable with current fish oil on the market, or is it a high concentration source required that you use? In other words, can somebody actually go get results tomorrow from something they get at the health food store?
Well, it's a high purity source, and the place I would not get high purity fish oil is the health food store. And the reason I say that, because to make fish oil, we have to realize that all crude fish oil is contaminated by things we have thrown into the environment in the last two generations. In particular, chemicals known as PCBs. Getting PCBs out of fish oil is a very difficult process. And that's why most of the fish oils you'll see in a health food store still have very high levels of PCBs, so to take the doses required to get the therapeutic effect, you may be taking in potentially toxic doses of PCBs. So again, we were using a very, very purified fish oil that we check every lot to make sure the PCB levels are incredibly low, because that gives you the safety factor to be able to give the high levels to the patient.
And that's where the term pharmaceutical grade, correct? That's a little bit higher
really
standard?
Is. There is no such thing as, quote, pharmaceutical grade, other than saying setting standards which are higher than usually imply, used in the industry. Like in the health food industry, if you have less than 90 parts per billion of PCBs, that's okay to take. A pharmaceutical standard would be, let's say, less than 2 parts per billion, 45 times more rigid.
Wow, that would make sense. What about diabetic retinopathy? Does fish oil supplements help that condition?
Well, we've done those studies too, and we're writing them up, and you're getting exactly the same results.
Oh, great.
And so it's, you sit back here in almost awe saying, we're looking now for diseases that basically don't show us results. And we haven't found any yet, whether it be diabetic retinopathy or things such as retinitis pigmentosa or basically optical nerve damage. In each of these cases, what you see if you give a therapeutic level of these fish oils, you get these amazing results consistently and in a relatively short period of time.
And, what I like is vision is not... it's very objective. It's not placebo. They can see or they can't. It's not how
exactly.
You feel.
It's a very easy endpoint. It's
that's
like
powerful.
I can live. So it's and that's why it's such a remarkable indicator, not only for treating the eye, but also for treating the brain. Because, if the eye is still, as far as I know from my anatomy, still connected to the brain. And so what you're seeing is the eye is really a portal inside the brain.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Sears. What great information. And for more information on Dr. Barry Sears, to order his own series of books or learn about the inflammation-fighting foods and supplements he recommends, go to drsears.com, or you can go to zonediet.com. His latest article on fish oil and macular degeneration can also be found at drsears.com. This is such great information, and we certainly hope that you will share it with your friends. Remember to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. And if you missed any of the great information that we're giving out here, you can listen anytime, on demand or on the go, at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay well and stay tuned.